If you want to keep your Bibles open, we'll be meditating on Hebrews chapter 12 in page 1210, the first three verses. We are celebrating today Palm Sunday, but at this time of the day, in the evening, it's always comes that part of the day when the day is ending and coming into night. It's always more solemn. And it's also solemn, the transition that we are crossing now. We have the joy of the entrance into Jerusalem, fairly called the triumphal entry. That was such a moment. And in many churches, it's celebrated with joy. They even produce palm branches as the ones we were making on Methodist Church with the children a week ago. Ready to welcome the King, to celebrate. But tomorrow evening, we will be already meditating on the last week of our Lord on earth, before the cross, where it came to be his passion. And the tone will be quite differently. So now we are turning that corner from the triumphal entry. But what the Lord saw was a situation that he was not happy. He was going to cleanse the temple immediately after that day. He was going to have some encounters with the Pharisees and the leaders, and the anguish of his soul would be increasing as the cross approached closer and closer to his destiny. It might be also that as I've been preparing Going Bananas, the Holy Week Bible Club, and the theme will be battles between heroes and villains. And I was listening more than once to the music of Rocky. Bill Conti, Gonna Fly Now. And all the songs that those who have seen those movies remind me immediately of the battle, the fight that Rocky went in. And the music is great. It's very energetic. Makes you almost want to put some boxing gloves and train and run and go and facing a battle. And those musics and all those great energetic moments happens at the previously to the fight many times. The fighters are approaching the ring. The crowds are cheering them. You see the music, the announcer presenting and introducing them with names. And all that could be, well, a shadow or a recollection of what was happening on Palm Sunday. The crowds were cheering the Lord. He was being called by names. The King, Son of David, the one who comes in the name of the Lord, better names than of any boxer ever. That was such a moment. In that moment, the Lord could have told his followers, follow me, change the donkey for a horse, and they could have jumped over the Romans. But that was not his plan. That was not God's plan. And rarely is the plan for a believer. And there are times like these in the life of a believer, and especially at the beginning of our life as believers. Time that sometimes when they are celebrating Sissen here, that they call by the time of Sissiness. It's very public, very joyful, and rightly so. But it fades and it disappears. And those who have been following the Lord longer than that first moment know that the road ahead is a very different one. What the verse in Hebrews invites us to do is to run with perseverance the race marked out for us. The Lord puts his narrow road in front of us. It is many times a dangerous one. It is not an easy one. And we have to walk through it carrying a cross too. He says, run with perseverance the race marked out for us. He called us to run it with endurance. I remember the day when I was getting confirmed. And I was very much, part of a group, but we were kind of the center of attention in a way that day. And there are times in our lives as Christians when we receive that attention. Could be your confirmation, could be your baptism, especially if you are being baptized as an adult. Could be any other thing. Could be that you are called to serve more at the front for an occasion. And it is very tempting to think of those moments as the pinnacle of things, or to tick a box and say, like, task, mission, accomplished. But that is never the goal. The goal was not the triumphal entry for our Lord. The goal for a Christian is never the moments of business. They are blessings. They are probably encouragements in our race. Places when we can catch our breath, recover a bit, to be strengthened, to be encouraged to others, to have a moment to consider how we are doing. But it's never to stop there, but to keep going. The goal is ahead. And as long as we are living in this world, we have not reached the goal. We have come to Christ, and at best we experience very glorious foretastes of his presence, of his glory, of his blessings, of his work in us. But that is not the fullness that we are called to long for. That is not yet our goal. And that race has been put ahead of us for us to run with endurance. So I need to ask, are you running that race? Are you running with endurance that race? Are you fixing your eyes on Jesus? Because he's the goal. As verse 2 says, the pioneer and perfecter of faith. Imagine, again, the movie Rocky. I don't know if I'm just taking for granted that everybody has seen the movie. Sorry. Maybe some of the ladies have not, because not many are fond of box many times. So forgive me for that. But let's say a boxing match then. Rocky again. We have all the excitement of when the moment of the battle comes, the entrance, they're coming into the ring. And let's say that he comes and greets the crowds. The opponent appears, who is actually the heavyweight champion of the world. And let's say then Rocky were to just like wave and go home. But this was a great moment. Like, I was here, greeted by friends and all that, and then he goes home. We would feel like cheated as spectators, or going to the movie or going to a real match, if that were going to happen, we would feel like cheated. This wasn't the way it was supposed to be. And it is the same with our Christian lives. If we are just here for the happy moments, for the big days of the year, for the great occasions, for just a moment in Sunday, but we are just like avoiding all the rest. So we are for the cheering and all that, but not for the race. If we are not running the race, then we will be cheaters and deluded. As Rocky, who comes to that day of the fight, and after the music fades, and the crowd just like dispose themselves to watch what is going to come, he knows that it will be a painful experience. And for those who have seen the movie, it looks like a very painful experience. How much more the Lord? And how much more was the victory that he won? And I'm very tempted to follow with this parallel. In Rocky first, I'm going to spoil the end for those who haven't watched it. Rocky is the underdog who's going to face the champion of the world. The crowds like him, but he appears to have no possibility. The champion just mocks him, very confident that he's going to get him. But then he realizes he's a different opponent. He's not able to hit him to cause a knockout. They go to the 15th round. And then when the battle ends, the referees have to decide who's the winner. And it is a divided decision. And at the end of the movie, it's the champion who is declared the winner. And Rocky has lost the fight, in practical terms. But then we also learn that in a way he is the winner. He has conquered. He has captivated the hearts of all in the crowd, of a whole nation, and of all the empire of Rocky with six or five sequels came after that. And what appeared to be a defeat was actually a victory that showed that the victory in the spirit is of a higher term than what appears in practical terms. And again, it is the same with the Lord. In the eyes of the world, mocked, despised, condemned, killed on a cross in the most humiliating form, with an empire saying, is this the man that you were trusting, expecting to become a king, a conqueror that will free you? And that man who appeared to be defeated on the cross is actually the winner. And for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. So consider him, it says, who endures such opposition from sinners, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. I invite you, do not be a cheater. Do not think that the moments of popularity, the nice moments of Christianity, are enough. But run the race that is set before you with endurance. Beware of wishing only the applause, the greetings, etc. And it is very seductive. John Newton called a temptation to Mr. Self. It is very seductive to stop there and to think that the applause, the greetings, the good opinion of you is the end in your Christian life. Run your race. Run it with endurance. Know that it will be a battle, that it won't be easy. Consider the Lord, who for the joy that lay ahead of him went to the cross. Carry yours. Follow him. Work in his vineyard. You will get the goal that this him. And now let us pray.